Let's bring in a guy who made a lot of Navy fans and alumni happy this week by scoring a ninth straight victory over Army. He is Ken Niumatalolo, head football coach at the Naval Academy. Coach, welcome in. Good morning to you.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. You know, we often hear coaches say, and we talk to a lot of them, it's just another game. Army's not just another game, Ken. You can tell us that, and beating them is it's a big deal at the Academy.
No, it's definitely a huge game. Well, you know, but I think all the coaches say that in your preparation for the game, you know, because some of the stuff that goes on with it, you got no control over, but trying to make sure that you're actually prepared to play the football game. But to beat those guys is definitely huge for our program and for our school.
Take us onto the grounds there. And in the preparation and now this week, being able to walk around having beaten Army for a ninth straight time, what that means? I mean, as best as you can describe it to those who don't live in that environment, what that means?
Well, it's, you know, everything about this school, besides producing naval leaders for our country, Naval and Marine Corps officers, we're trying to beat Army in everything we compete against them in, you know, and so it gives our alumni base, anybody who's associated with the Navy or Marine Corps, gives you great pride in beating your brother, so to speak, in a friendly competition. Because when it's all said and done, when you're done with playing this, then you know that you'll be brothers in arms serving our country. So in the meantime, before the serious stuff happens, you know, it's one last time to kind of have some friendly competition against one another.
You say friendly competition. Ken Niumatalolo is on with us, Navy head football coach. The Bulldog is off today, and Casey Willett is in for the Bulldog. Casey, now you're U.S. Army retired. Do you got any words for the coach?
Congratulations, coach, that's all I will say.
You've humbled him, coach. You've made him a man of few words, which we appreciate.
Well, my brother's a colonel in the Army, too, so you know he's a... But for that one day, he votes for the Naval Academy.
That is outstanding. You know, Ken, because of the unique nature of the athletes that you get to coach, oftentimes, you know, we hear coaches going into this bowl game and talking about the importance of it for seniors. And there is an importance for it for your seniors. These guys have been together. They've been battling together in a football sense. Give me a sense for what this preparation means for the Poinsettia Bowl, for your guys. Obviously, they went to the Naval Academy to accomplish things greater than football, as you pointed out, what they're going to be doing when their football days are over. But for the football seniors, what this bowl game means?
Well, you know, all of these young men, like anybody else, whether you're playing at Auburn or Oregon, you've probably been playing this game for a long time, you know, in youth leagues and as in high school and now obviously in college. But there's a finality to this. They know that this will be the last time that they're going to strap it on. You know, they've worked hard to get to this point. But I think the finality of it for the seniors, knowing that this is it, there's no NFL, there's no professional or a next level for them, and that this is the last time they're going to put on pads. And so I think there's a lot of emotions, not just from being in the last football game as a college player, but just being able to compete generally playing sports. And so I think that's where all the emotion comes from, that a game that you love that's been such a big part of your life is now coming to an end.
And how about for you as a coach? And I know you've got to put on the coach's face. There is emotion for you too, I'm sure, that you'll feel when you see those seniors walk off the field for the final time. You'll be back. Your juniors and sophomores and freshmen will be back. But talk through that as a coach, because you've been through this now, this final game for these guys in years past.
No, I'm an emotional person. I know there'll be tears in the locker room because you have such great respect for them, because you know what they go through and what they've sacrificed, and you know what they're getting ready to sacrifice for our country, that they might, you know, they'll be in harm's way. And so you have respect for them, and so it's going to be an emotional time in the locker room, and there'll be a lot of hugging and tears in the locker room, and, you know, you just wish them the best, and hopefully we can send them out the right way.
Navy head football coach Ken Niumatalolo joining us here on the Mark Viviano Show with Casey Willett, who's in for the Bulldog, Damon Yaffe. The Mids winners over Army, 31-17, nine straight times they've beaten Army. And you guys are on the brink of some Navy history. When you talk about history of Navy football, it is long, it is deep, it is legendary. Back-to-back 10-win seasons if you beat San Diego State. Now, you're concentrating on your opponent. What would that sort of thing mean to you, Ken?
Again, just to be able to send these seniors out that have paid so much for our program and worked so hard to get our program to where it's at. I'd love for that to happen for them, that they could be a part of a legacy of something very special. Like you said, there's a great tradition here. And for them to be able to do something that a lot of other great teams and football players that have come through this school haven't been able to do, I think it would mean a lot to them.
You know, it's interesting, because you're Navy, the following is worldwide. You'll be playing San Diego State in San Diego, but I would think, too, you'll be well supported. There's a Navy base there, and your fans are going to be out in force.
Well, I just saw our ticket manager up here, and he said that, you know, sales are going great, and we're getting a lot of support, and we're going to need it. They're a good football team. You know, obviously, they'll have their fans and the San Diego State people there, but to have the Navy people there is going to be huge.
Ken, playing in San Diego is awesome for a bowl. That's a nice reward. There's been a lot of talk as we reach, you know, a lot of it about the NFL, especially. We're in December, and guys have been practicing since August when it was the heat of the summer. And, for instance, this weekend, the New Orleans Saints come to town. They practice in warmer weather. They play in the cold. I got to ask a guy like you. You played at Hawaii. You're a Hawaii native. How have you adjusted yourself for the cold, or is that just an overstated factor?
It's an adjustment. But, you know, I love living here on the East Coast. But, you know, I think for us to be able to go back into warmer weather, I think it'll be great for us. I think our guys are looking forward to it. But it's an adjustment, but you just deal with it.
You just got to. I mean, how often do you get back to Hawaii, Ken?
I try to get back every summer. You know, it's a great time to go back and just be with my family. I'm from the North Shore, and so I just stay on the beach there with my shorts and flip-flops and don't even come to town or to Waikiki. Just kind of stay in the country there.
Now, if you're from North Shore, I'm going to assume you've been on a board, right?
I'm not very good on it, though.
No?
I'm more of a boogie boarder or, you know, body surfer. I'm not a real surf guy. I'm more of a boogie boarder.
Gotcha. Well, stay safe this summer when you get out there, but more importantly, best of luck to you and your guys. Poinsettia Bowl, December the 23rd against San Diego State in San Diego. And again, congratulations on another great year and another win over Army. Thanks so much, Ken.
All right, Mark. Thanks for having me. See you, Casey.
You got it. Ken Niumatalolo, head football coach of the Navy Midshipmen.